I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers Kane's perilous railroad crossings. There was a time in the USA not so long ago when those bothersome railroad gates did not back up traffic for miles. Instead, watchmen nestled in tiny concrete huts next to the tracks waited to spring to action, bolting into street intersections, stopping traffic, blowing their whistles, and carrying handheld stop signs to announce the incoming trains. There were no crossing gates. In the age before automation, most railroad crossings bore only the black X mark on both sides of the tracks, usually on a circular yellow sign. Some signs reminded motorists to stop, look, and listen. Sometimes drivers played chicken, speeding up to cross the tracks moments before the train. And others blatantly sped through the watchman's blaring whistle and stop sign. With its high volume of traffic, the Fraley Street crossing was the site of many accidents and close calls. In 1923, the driver of a truck that tried to eke through the intersection, attempting to cross in front of the oncoming train, and the operator of a car that stalled on the tracks were involved in two separate accidents on the same day. In a 1928 item in the Kane Republican, the paper reminded motorists who did not heed the instructions given by the Pennsylvania Railroad watchman that they can be fined for traffic violation. The watchman can take their license plate number and report them to the police, the newspaper wrote. With dozens of accidents reported over the years at the Fraley Street crossing, corrective measures were slow in coming. Several times, Borough Council considered building an underpass across from the Kane Depot. You have to remember that there were many more passenger and freight trains coming through town back then. Finally, in 1954, the Republican reported that a new mechanical brain would guard the Fraley Street crossing. According to the report, when a train moves into the crossing area, bells will ring, lights will flash, and short arm gates will drop. The signal starts operating when the train is within 1,000 feet in either direction of the crossing. Without a doubt, Kane's most dangerous railroad crossing is the Oak Street grade. On an icy morning in November of 1936, Lieutenant Arthur Gelati, only 30 years old, was killed while driving his car to work from his home on Beach Street to Kane Manufacturing, where he was a foreman. His new sedan was struck by the Philadelphia Erie Flyer, and his car was carried 150 feet by the speeding train, only a few minutes after leaving the station at Fraley Street. According to the story in the Kane Republican, the approach to the West Side grade crossing is made doubly hazardous by a steep incline which, in addition to blocking the view of the tracks, often stalls machines as they come to the railroad line crest. About 6 weeks earlier, Robert Minich was almost struck by the same train while on his way to work. And in 1950, local car dealer Richard Dick Batista was killed as he was demonstrating a new Nash auto to prospective buyers from Bolivar, New York. The newspaper noted that the accident occurred about 9:30 a.m. when the eastbound passenger train struck the front of the sedan. Batista, seated at the point of the greatest impact, was hurled out of the car. Luckily, both passengers avoided serious injury. Shortly after that accident, Police Chief Bernard Rose appeared before the Borough Council, moving that the crossing be closed until adequate warning devices could be installed. Council was also tasked with making the Edgar Street crossing safer for pedestrians, as hundreds of Southside kids crossed there on their way to and from Central School. Council reviewed past efforts for a remedy for Oak Street crossing as far back as pre-World War I days, when steel and other materials were requested for the construction of an overpass. The outbreak of World War I prevented further action at the time. In 1928, traffic studies revealed that counts were insufficient to warrant installation of a blinker system. Finally, in 1962, railroad officials agreed to reduce tracks to a single line at both South Fraley and Oak Street crossings, making the grade easier for motorists to traverse and preventing countless future accidents in the process. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and remember to stop, look, and listen at those railroad crossings.